always wanted to do a podcast. How this is how I got into podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I wanted to fight the most is the one thing in a shinaga kilivova around sana nekikua.
True.
Like unapatanga ule demutaki. It was one of the episodes I really had a hard time recording.
But one of your best.
But one of the best.
Wow.
I actually, like, funny enough, my episodes drops on Wednesday 10 p.m. Like, but nowadays I found myself like going because, like, you know, we used to drop Wednesdays 10 p.m. because you know, when I was starting my podcast is when people are, it was during quarantine, COVID time. And so, like, during night hours, people are much active online. So, in that particular time, it used to be, you know, those were I'm forgetting this name. You know, time kuna traffic online. So unapata hiyo time. So but nowadays I found myself like recording, like dropping the episodes around 5 to 6. So it's your time. Like, you know, you grow with your audience. Like my audience right now is people who are in campus or in campus, maybe the third, fourth year.
So my 20s, 30s.
Yeah, living. Living in 30s, no? That is
20 to 30, I mean.
20 to 30. I don't know. 30. Okay, there are some 30-year-olds who listen in. But Sidani, 30-year-old. I cringe in kiskia mtu wa 30 years of his kids. So, like, people who have graduated with me, or people who graduated like 2 years ahead of me or an year ahead of me.
Okay.
So, I'm assuming they are off work and they're on traffic. On traffic, jioni. Like, now I'm competing with the drive shows on radio. You know, you're like, for a radio show, you're going just to listen to a particular segment. Ama hazingine na kubora, like, ah, let today don't feel the vibe. Let me look for a podcast. That's why we can could drop like 5 to 6.
Five, six, seven.
Yeah, because actually even me, when I'm going home from work, I normally leave work at around 8. Before nifike home, nafikanga home around 10:30 to 11. Napatanga, that time is when I listen to podcasts. Not like all the podcasts that I
actually
follow.
Podcasts, nimeisikia yu stuff watu wakisema, watu usikiza podcasts mostly wakitravel.
Yeah.
Si ati imekaa tu chini. Ama akifanya... kama ukiosha vyombo ama kitu kama hiyo
is when like when you're busy like doing something else when you're opting to listen to podcasts. So I think that's time, that particular time for now is working for me. But I'm also trying to look if weekends can work. Not try to figure out, but badwa tujamua if we want to drop on weekends.
So do you mean you do 2 episodes each and every week? Unafanya Wednesday na weekend?
No, like nataka ku move from Wednesday
to weekend. Okay.
Yeah, we are thinking about that, but you're not yet. Bado atujadini. Yeah.
Weekend by then akwanga bado na advantage sabu sijui nani niliona alitweet hiyo akasema each and anasikizanga weekend, anasikizanga Mkuru, anasikiza Mike Check, anasikiza Mike Saropen. Yani each and everyone who drops anasikizanga weekend. But kuna msemo mwingine utapata wewe ulitoa Wednesday. So hata yako ni kama imesaulika. No. So that's
this that.
Yeah.
This that. Actually, that's the narrative I have in mind. But now, again, I find myself for example, like yesterday, we are recording this on a
today Friday.
Friday. Like I follow the mics are open. The minisode normally drops on Thursday.
Yeah.
But I find
not
myself.
Not Wednesday.
Huh?
I thought it's Wednesday.
No, excuse me, Akonga. They were never sold because Wednesday is when they record the whole thing.
Oh.
They record on Wednesdays. Yeah. Drop the minisode on Thursdays and on Friday is Wednesday evening.
Yes.
So, but kama like niliona sisi nimeona tu imesha pop up kwa Spotify yangu, but I won't listen to it ataka niki ilet like nime schedule time ya nikienda home
ndo utaisikiza.
Hiyo ndo utasikiza. Kama sisi mimi nilisita keti nisikize hiyo pod. So unapata bado ame na push.
Yeah.
As far as like I feel like as far as you've already ume win this particular audience. Kama ni wako. And also there's something you were talking about editing. Editing. And then most of my episodes napata like they're dropping on Wednesdays. Kama in a drop Wednesday napata, mostly I do record on that Wednesday sometimes. Like hours before it drops, nime record ama a day prior.
Sasa acha nikwambie ukweli yangu na mimi. I sometimes record like 2 weeks before.
2 weeks before.
And 1 week in a matter na, because you know, if you've noted my show squeezing a letter
yeah.
to
yeah, yeah.
So na wakuna convenience I'm say. So sometimes najua e week uko busy ndo wakati napatikana. So let's just record.
And then true.
Because right now we are talking something general. Ata ukisikiza maybe in the next month.
Yeah.
Haitakuwa yani ati tulikuwa tunaongelea sana ati nini ati ikuwe like it's out of topic ama so wakati ngine najipata naweza record like 1 week before, 2 weeks before, or sometimes like right now this episode will drop on Wednesday. So in a var,
that's a good thing. Like when you're like your niche is doing timeless content. You know, with timeless content, you can record in like, for example, you can find like you can record today and drop next year. Like I also follow Legally Clueless podcast. Like most of the recordings there are done before recording is drops. It's normally like recorded like 2 months before.
Okay.
Yeah.
We never introduced ourselves.
It's a vibe in the house.
Yeah, episode 16. Hi guys, this is the Kenyan Diaries podcast where we tell stories, Kenyan stories, and if you like it, share it with another Kenyan. So today, nikona Apollos Aswani, another good podcaster of the Caleb Apollos podcast. Hi Apollos.
Hi guys, welcome to the Kenyan Diaries.
Apollos, acha kunienjoy.
Hello, but how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Mambo iko aje mtu yangu?
Mambo tu iko fiti. Tuna kazana.
Wenye inafaa, wenye inafaa.
We have no option.
Yeah, that's true, that's true, that's true. So we were talking about podcasts. Wacha turudi sasa bado kwa podcast.
Yes.
Unajua podcast si kitu ati once ati ita itaenda. It takes time. Mimi nakumbuka bro wakati wewe ulianza hiyo wakati tu umesema COVID. That time I used to do a football podcast.
Yeah.
Niliona ni mbili nishaacha.
What happened like so that you transition now to now doing whatever you're doing?
I felt football was male oriented. So and to get, after all, tunataka audience. If you are recording something, you want someone to go and listen to
listen. Yeah.
Yeah. So football iko na wase wake, and then I was focusing on kuna kitu inaitangwa Fantasy Premier League. Fantasy Premier League ni watu tu cheza, wanaeka tu ma players each and every week, wanapata points. Akiscore unapata points, akiassist unapata points. So nilikuwa na feel iko tu iko minimal sana, haina a lot of content.
Yeah.
But nilikuwa nimefikiria hata kuanza ni, wakati nilianza tena Kenyan Diaries. Nilianza football. Hey, but nikaona
yeah, there's a time like I remember like you used to drop episode like
each and every week.
Week, yeah, for the Mkura Pinto, yeah. Shout out to you Pinto.
Pinto kwaje. But I think hiyo ndio ilifanya nikaenda nikiacha acha. Then unajua ilikuwa bado wakati wa COVID. Si ilikuwa bado hiyo wakati. So nilianza before we officially closed. Wakati I think March, wakati sasa shule zilifungwa watu wakaenda home. Ilianza wakati kwenda home. Kazi mingi za nyumbani na nini, so unajipata hata si record. I think hivyo tu
vile ulianza March between my podcast and yours, which one is older?
Yours. Ulianza?
Mimi nilianza time ya COVID. Tukiwa home, si ndio? Like after March tumeenda home, tumetoka shule. Like I remember it was on a July, June hapo. Hapo nilianza nga podcast yangu 2020.
No. Okay, yangu ni older. Because yeah, nakumbuka my first nini episode nilirecord nikiwa Rungai. My first and second. The third one nilikuwa na Bavonski na Pinto. So hizo tatu nilikuwa Rungai. After that nikaenda home. Kwenda home nikaanza kulegea. Nikajipata tu nimeacha. But something I've come to learn, kwa podcast unahitaji consistency.
Consistency is key. And it's easier said than done.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
Being consistent, like kusema nitakuwa consistent, but kufanya unafikanga tu unakumbuka it's Wednesday, I'm supposed to be dropping my podcast today. And then you're like, now like figuring the you like the load of work that comes with recording, preparing the place, preparing content and everything. Ah, una feel, nachoka. And it's something that saizi na shanga at episodes more than 80 episodes ndinaanza kunisumbua. Like nowadays I'm not consistent. Like in a month I record twice instead of four times.
Why?
I don't know.
You've become more busy.
More busy
with other things.
Ah, really? Because I'll say, hata nikiwa shule, ulikuwa unapata niko busy sana, but I used to make a point of recording. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think also adulting is catching up with me. And that might be one of the reasons because as I've told you, like most of my episodes, as much as natakanga ku record like you, like like recording like 2 weeks prior so that it drops, iyo time inekuja ku drop already kuna content, unajipata na record you time like 2 hours before I drop because iyo tu ndo time nimeona nimepata ya ku record. So niko like, yeah, let me do this. But in the meantime, what I do is whenever I come across a content I feel like this will fit in the pod, I always like have my notes. I go and note it down so that come time ya ku record atuanzi ku beat around the bush like before we get whatever we want to talk about.
Okay, actually kitu hata mimi umeisema kitu hii nifanya sana ni record like prior, ni sababu staki hiyo siku ifike ama 2 days before nikose content. There's a week siku record na ni venye nilikuwa home, then kuna vitu kaa hizo maybe wiki imenibidi in the home ama kitu ingine imetokea, so najipata sijapata time ya kurecord. So nitafanya nini kwa mtu ataniuliza Wednesday mbona uja record? So to avoid those questions na record earlier, ndo by the time inafika yu Wednesday niko ready na content.
Yeah,
I think hiyo ndo ilifanya actually nianze kurecord
yo
earlier.
I get it. Another reason I'll say is to why, like, no, sometimes like you know, but whenever you start finding reasons as to why you don't perform, do you know, utakosa. I feel like this is another reason though. Just want to put it out there is unapata I go listen to, like, I check the stats for the last episode I did, like naangalia niko like, ah, people ebu listen to it first of all, then I'll come back with an episode because I know stay kujaza content na kuna watu wanasikiza, so I'm like, I let people listen to that first of all, then nikipata the stats are encouraging, I'll come back.
Can I tell you something? Nilikuwa before I started this podcast, I was listening to your podcast, obviously, but not consistently.
Yes.
So nilikuwa nasikiza once, maybe hata nitaruka nyingine na kosa kusikia hiyo nasikia next. But then nikaanza podcast yangu. Nikapata kumbe yeye unategemea friends wako wasikize podcast yako because wao ndo wanafaa push ndo wengine.
Yeah.
Unaona? So from that henceforth I've not missed any of your episode.
It's normal like that. You know, wanasemanga once bitten twice shy. Yeah. Like already sasa umefeel a pinch when when you joined this.
Yes.
Una get?
Yeah.
Like even una kuanga like kitambo ungeonanga unasemanga, hey, by the way, Paulos, I love your consistency. Napenda uvenye una dropping episode. Unasema ndasikiza. Unasema unapata imefika like 5 of them na ujasikiza. Una get? So to imagine kuna kutegemea watu kama wewe, Pinto na Gerald, nyinyi ndo audience yangu. Tuseme mjasikiza like 3 episodes kwa hizo 5 nimesikiza. Like hizo 5 nime drop. So unapata 2 ndo zimesikizwa. So niko like acha kwanza watu wasikize ndo ni drop ingine because niko like sitaki kufanya like kazi ya bure.
Actually unajua numbers zinaku encourage na zinaku discourage.
Walai.
Right now right now ni hivyo hiyo point tunasema ya ku discourage. Kuna venye yani unapata discouragement na kuna wakati mwingine unapata zimeenda
jira. Sometimes I open like like there's a day like recently there's an episode we did with Paulette like when she immediately came back. I don't know what were we talking about, something to do with
immediately came back.
She came back after the
long break. I'm sorry. Najaribu kukumbuka podcast yako.
Kulikuwa na ya si ya mama na baba. There's another
one. Ni before.
So alikuja tu hivi like within a night, alafu naamka asubuhi niko like, hey, Should we record another episode today?
Nimekumbuka ni the episode that you hugged her mom.
Encouraging. I need to record another episode today. Yeah, so when you see that, already it's an encouraging moment for you. You feel like, hey, this you can keep on pushing. But you know, every day is not Sunday.
Yeah, that's true. Wow, that's true. But which is the most listened episode? Come on, Ezra, do you know?
Season 82.
82.
In a cam. Yeah, but zote do. Hizo sasa vilianza kuzinim. Kuna segment kwa nafanya kitambo, like nimeacha kufanya siku hizi. Niko najita the Untold 25. Where people just come talk about the stories. So you combine zote all the episodes I've done. They're like 107. My most listened, you know what I'm saying? Kuna the one I did like with Vivian Oningo.
Vivian.
Ile alikuwa na meningitis. That's the most listened.
Okay.
I think right now inaenda kugonga 800 something.
Wow.
Yeah.
800.
That's the most listened.
Wow. Actually, if there's something else I've noted with podcast, to get people who are consistent na content yako, they are like hizo stories zenye ziko catchy.
Yeah.
One ziusikizwa sana. Like for mine, Laken story liskizwa sana.
Oh, Laken stories. Yeah. Oh. Another one I did. Until today, I go listen to myself and I'm like, hey, Apollos, yes, you're a journalist. Like, I go back to listen to the episode because that was one of the greatest episodes I've ever done. And the fact that it was like an open-minded episode, because they were like, yes, I want to do this. I don't know how people are going to take it, but I'll do it. Kwani, it doesn't hurt. Just do it once. Kwani ukifanya kuna yata kubali na yata kubali. Everything you do kuna yata kubali na yata kubali. Now, funny enough, people came and were like, hey, Apollos, you're courageous. You did that?
Yeah, that's true. I can also say, because, your story likuwa kali. Because, unacheki kuna zile stories yuku wa nitasemaje, people are like, culture yetu haijakubali zinafaa kuongelewa bado. Like, tuna hide
actually then, if you listen even to most of Kenyan content right now, even the podcast, let's talk about the big podcast that we listen to. I listen to the Mics Are Open, I listen to Legally Clueless. Which other podcast do you listen to?
Sandwich
podcast. Mic check.
Which one else do I listen to? Kenya. Mbona iringa bende? Ikonini.
Yeah.
Andrew Kibe. Okay. Tuseme Ikonini. Which one else? Yeah.
I listen to another one called It's Related. I promise. Hosted by Combox.
Yeah. Siko consistent, Julia. But
It's a good one. I love them.
Sana. What name on itango nani?
Julia.
Yeah. Julia. Hey, you
Mashira. It's a podcast alone. Any of
unaoplug.
Listen to that. Which one else do I listen? Iya kina Seko podcast. Once in a while, I listen to them. I feel like there's another
kuna ingine, but ata yo siko consistent, but me iskiza inaitwa Yama vijana, mbona unasahau? Akime nimesahau. Ya inakuanga na mademo wawili na maboys wawili.
For now, the ones I'm consistent with. Unapata such content like for Kev Mwachiro. Like ata wao wenyewe.
They have never talked about
it. Because the mics are open, I'm waiting for the day they're going to talk about it. But wote inafikanga tu wanagusia,
wanaacha.
Na actually wanagusianga squeezy kidogo because Ashley is there.
Yeah. True.
And I also remember when I was bringing him on board, like nilionanga alifanyanga nilimsikiza from Legally Clueless. Actually, okay. Pick from Adele. Mm-hmm. I was like, I listened to one of Adele's episodes, Akipena Story Yake. I was like, okay, I think I want to bring such a person on my pod. Because that, you time but don't quite do an answer. I think episode 50 Mali Apo.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole, like, Pia, as much as nilikuwa najua, such a thing will pull people.
Mm.
People want to listen because as much as we don't want to talk about it, people want to listen to such things.
Stories,
so, hata vini limu approach kwa DM nini,
mm-hmm.
alikuwa, are you sure you want to record this?
Mm-hmm.
Kwanza linipia marus, mob, niko like, yes. Ile ndo, paka, nujutu likuwa na Google meetings, kwanza like kama tatu, ndo nirekodio pod.
Are you serious?
I see ndio because, you know, he's coming from a vulnerable kind of point, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want to record an episode where I'm just coming here to ask you nasty things.
Mm, that's true.
You know, kuna zile tu maswali watu nataka kuuliza sijui mbona uko hivi, sijui nini, unaona? Anataka kitu, as much as it's an episode you're recording, it's an executive episode.
Mm, true.
You know, so that these are the questions, like, if you ask this, I won't ask. Aline Pia Rules, that was one of the episodes I really had a hard time recording.
But one of your best.
But one of the best.
Wow.
Even people listen, like, even sometimes when, like, I write on my CV and resume that I'm a podcaster with more than 70 episodes. This is the last time I updated my CV. Na inakuanga, like, kwa link, nakuanga nime insert link. Kwa hiyo link nime insert, nakuanga nime insert iyo podcast.
That particular one. What?
Intentionally, because, like, it's a person, it's a non-person, a non-person. So you already can, like, if you can do such a content, alafu sikize what was ukisikize the content of it was, yeah.
Okay. Why? Kujana nilikuwa naona documentary ya Such Stories ya Nigeria.
Yeah, but then kwanza, actually, to a plug, if you're wondering what you're talking about, just go to the Kilebo Plus podcast and then kuangalie Kev Mwachiro. Ndo utashikanisha kile kitu nongelelea hapa.
Jana kuna sasa hiyo documentary imefanywa na Kenyan journalist anaitwa Ian Wafula, I think so. So such people have been beaten, wanapigwa, like it's illegal to be in a homosexual relationship in Nigeria.
Yeah,
so after ipasiwa hiyo law, I think ilipasiwa 2018, kukakuja a community yenye sasa inapiga watu kao. Imagine, it's so sad. Ni ya BBC, ni Lionel story jana, nikasema, why? Like, there are still people, after all.
At the end of the day, there are still people. They deserve to be. Like, what I view them, it's the way, like, me and you have differences. You know? Just view that as a difference. Between we can't all be the same.
Exactly.
If you view it like that, see ati nakuja ku attack, see ati nakuja ku force themselves on you. Na get. So just like provided kunele shima yako na yake, that is it. Like, let people be, because right now we are in a new generation.
Yeah, and we have to accept that.
We have to accept, because as much as we fight it, you know, there's something in life is the one thing that you fight the most is the one thing in a shinaga ki revolve around sana na ikikuwa.
True.
Like unapatanga ule demu taki. Ndio ndamejipa kwako. Anakuja ile mbaya.
Unataka wewe unataka akuji. Hey, life.
Ile kitu unasema inkapata. Hiyo ndio upatangi.
True.
Una get? Alafu huyo mtu anasema hiyo ndio upatangi. Huyo mtu anataka. Huyo demu anasema sisi huyo mogo anashanga kinifuatia nini? Like ako like anafika na wewe mbaya. Lakini sisi ndio tuko. Like hata unakole. Sisi tuko hapa. At the end of the day we are here, like, we can't change that narrative. Even if you start killing them, you can't kill everybody. It's inhumane. Like, already you're committing murder. It's against the Bible itself. Like, it's a sin you're committing. Try to say that you're a very big sin. So,
yeah. But coming back to podcast, unajua, if there's something nimekwambia, kuna wakati sifilingi kurecord, I won't lie. Kuna wakati mi record just for the sake of recording. And I won't mention the episodes that you
yeah.
Obviously. Bado unajaribu kujeka kwa hiyo psych tu ya nini. But I think my biggest thing yenye nanifanyanga nifanya hivyo ni obviously consistency na commitment to Kenyan Diaries. Because sometimes I feel that unafaa kufanya kila kitu mpaka pale umeona sasa imekataa kabisa.
Imekataa. Yeah. Actually, that's another encouragement I get. Aside, like, now missing recording some sessions, I'm like, Apollos, this thing sometimes you don't do it for the audience.
Yeah.
You do it for yourself.
It's a therapy, actually.
Yeah, they say podcasts are therapy. Now yeah. You say, Mangati, when you're on a podcast, you're on a mama. Tulikubali, atuna shida.
Hii mama enu mipeleka wati.
Yeah, it's like, it's kind of like, it's the very therapeutic. Mm. Like, whenever I do an episode, I always feel like I've emptied something. Like,
yeah.
There's something in your heart na feel to cool lay out.
Mm.
Now, it does that for me. So unapata nikisema nikimiss nasema hapana, but I'm doing this is something I'm recording. I'll always say there are episodes I didn't feel like recording. And sometimes you find episodes that where you feel like you don't feel like you have the vibe for recording. Shout out to that thing, Good Vibes Only.
That's Kenyan Diary.
Exactly. You don't feel like recording. Those sometimes
they
get
the, best.
The most listened to.
Yeah.
Like recently, my last episode, this one I woke up, actually called Paulette. Do you want me to prepare content before, like I told you? And I was like, eh, madam, kitarishi na simu this time, tuna record. Nah, tuka record. Actually, niki edit, sikuwa nita kujisikiza. Na juna faa kweka nini wapi, naeka nini wapi. But now when I listened, because my episodes, I listen to them, nikisha edit, like nikisikiza, nikisha drop, iki drop, nasikiza na audience
wengine. Same.
Nisikia, unaget? So, nako like, okay, I think I love it.
How is it working with Paulette?
Paulette, ah, she's such a fine babe. Oh my goodness. Paulette is vibes. She's open-minded and she's, ni hawa tu wanajua nyingi.
Ati?
Wanajua nyingi.
Wanajua nyingi.
Okay. Una get, like she's all-rounded, versatile. I love working with that babe. Ah, she's a good chick. The fact that we gelled, and by the time I started recording my podcast, nikirecord ya my first podcast, alikuwa fresher, nikiwa third year ama second year. Hapo tukua tumesema, alikuwa nyuma yangu. So na tuka vibe with a colleague. Ah, tuka sema, why not? Tukaendelea.
Ali join unaweza kumka ilikuwa bado
uko chini episode kwanza. Seme hapo 15 to 20
hapo ndo
ali join nyingi.
Okay.
Na kakuja na kalati family and actually it's through the pod actually umeopenia search
some doors
niyako nazo. Yeah, to the point like squeezes, she's out there already doing gigs with homeboys, couple vibes and everything. Yeah.
Ah, that's nice. That's nice. But they actually kukwa kuna msei inakoga easier because there's some pressure inakondokianga inakua there's some vibe ana letter anywe huwezi letter.
True.
I think hata mimi wakati Pindo tulikuwa nafanya naye sahi obviously life has happened sometimes that huwezi kurecord pamoja.
Life has happened between you two.
But you get the point. You get the point.
Wali go mshikana mashati.
Pinto. Atani atani na yesterday.
Mshikana mashati, Pinto.
Wacha tumejiona Pinto for long. So hata tukipigana tu tunaweza. Yesterday isifanya tuache ku record. Like kuna vibe tu yana letter yenye wewe huwezi letter.
Yeah.
Na kuna yenye wewe una letter yenye. Ni important.
And then I love when you're doing like two of you because it's more objective, like it's not subjective to you, like you just give your own thoughts, but the thoughts that other people count. Unajua ni kama your co-host and I represent other people. Nugget. Ni kama mimi na wewe sisi hapa. I'm representing a particular audience. You are representing a particular audience who subscribe to your views. Nugget. So unapata it is diverse and I love that about podcasts. Yeah. And that's what you get like podcasts where they are co-hosted do better
than one
person hosted
podcast. Actually kwanza hata kama mimi na feeling sometimes I've invited more male guests than female guests. So hakuna view kubwa sana ya females kwa e-podcast. I feel hiyo ni kitu sana ina lack kwa e-podcast. Na sometimes naweza ongea kitu yenye na affect females na napeana one side of the of the coin. So inajipata yani mpaka kuna story naweza bonga lakini dema kisikiza anaona wewe hujui
kweli.
Like there's a podcast you did actually. Fa yani kurecord na a story you did. So the story I'm talking about ni yenye kuhusu pads.
Oh yes.
That was hey, yo podcast by then nilisikiza hivi nikasema we Apollos unapigia mama yako
yeah
kumuuliza like uh-huh. Unaona yani there is something like that yenye kijana huelewi
anything exactly
at all.
Actually that's why I invited my mom on board because niliona hapa atuelewi anything nilikuwa what I do mm-hmm. speaking about it's connected
mm-hmm.
like speaking about hii mambo ya ku record solo
mm-hmm.
na ku involve other people mm-hmm. that's why unapatanga sasa zile Paulette is not on board
mm-hmm.
I normally do calls to people mm-hmm. to give their own views like I request for views for different people
mm-hmm.
no pia watu wengine wakue involved
mm-hmm.
isiwe tu ni
wewe peke yako
nisemati whatever I've said no inakana kama it's the gospel truth na get
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
that particular instance I wanted to give now how to showcase how we men do not understand about these things like
yeah.
how vague we are on that particular topic
mm.
that's why involved that ulipata kwa hiyo episode do involve more
mm.
males
than females yeah.
I feel like, by the way I think if a female mm-hmm. definitely atakuja kutuambia kitu sometimes what we see but let's take it back
mm-hmm.
your time before we came
like, before we okay, came yeah. before another perspective
it was so random calling my mom it was so random aqua prepared or anything sikuwa nimemwambia anything like let me call her.
But actually
mm-hmm.
content kayo ndo inakuanga poa yenye hatujapanga wacha nisikie kenye tu atasema hapo
yeah because kipanga ataweza kuendea points sijui kufanya nini
exactly
ataki ku sound so professional but you want the raw thing
mm.
yeah
mm-hmm. so what was my point oh
mm-hmm.
yani
uh-huh.
there's such topics zenye sisi hatuna hiyo na kuna topics zenye they are controversial to
yes.
male and female.
Female.
So sometimes unapata it's niwe unajipata tu ukiongelea peke yako
uh-huh.
which ni poa bado si ati ni mbaya but I think hiyo ina lack sana wacha niseme tu kwa podcast yangu ina lack sana hiyo sana.
Alafu pia sisi unapata like unapata pia una we are talking for example you're talking something to do with men.
Mm-hmm.
But unapata pia wewe unashuku perspective yako.
Mm.
Like there's this thing hii ni mbaya jina kama unapata something like ladies talk about but sisi men unapataka tuongee like we never I've never sat down with a man you are the first person actually tuna because something I'm planning to record about
mm-hmm.
kuna kitu unaitanga blue balls
mm-hmm.
umesikia demo akiongelea kitu kayo okay you're living in another era it's something I'm then we'll listen from my podcast
mm-hmm.
it's something like it's about men but it comes from ladies.
Okay.
So I'll want to understand why, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, so it's something I'm looking forward to record an episode with her. So be on the look.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So kayo sister perspective, your female is very important.
Nini, but funny enough, when I was starting,
I
actually thought more because like I was talking about things because I'll say my podcast, most of the topics I talk about, I'll say they are more ladies related than men. But I was surprised that from my stats, 70% of people who listen are male.
Same with my podcast. Actually, mine is 60-40.
Yangu ni 70-30. Na yangu, saizo, mm-hmm. kuna dem.
Na kuna dem, yeah, wow. Na vitu mob naongelea niza madem.
Like, unapata madem, topic nyingi zinawaffect
wao sana. Zinawaffect sana kuliko kijana.
Kijana.
Mm-hmm.
Unapata mabondo wanasikiza niko like, okay, I've never understood that.
But I think men will listen more to such a podcast because there's a male person there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, unacheki podcast and actually she mentioned, but podcast ya any kona female,
mm-hmm.
kuna ka vibe flani ya udem tu mingi tu wacha niseme
na mimi naongelea kile na ni sawa
but ikiona a man there
DST
si leo nimesema but yani ukiona a man kuna kale ka diversification imeleta tu yani mpaka anasikia tu naweza sikia hii kitu ikiongelewa sana kijana sababu bado kijana anasema exactly kenye naweza fikiria
yeah I get that
yeah.
And also there's this the aspect of ladies are more visual than men
are more
like we do listen
okay,
a lot
okay
like you
okay.
find
uh-huh.
but dem wanataka kuwatch like ingekuwa ni YouTube
stats
zinakuwa madem ndo wengi wako huko nataka kuna vlogs juu nini
so do you want to say men listen more to podcasts than
wana than
female. Generally. Oh, okay.
Juu, wanaume, you know, we also don't want to be out there. Taki kujua kinyo. Uju, nkipata ukiwatch.
Mm-hmm.
Ukiwatch, always prevent kinyo kama tumekana. Kwa kama ni kwa ma 3 na watch. Definitely kama nimeva earphones ama ya pod zangu, unaona screen yangu iko na nini. Na wanaume utakangia mtu aone kenye gaye.
Unafanya.
But nikisikiza nikiwa kwa muziki yangu, utajua nasikiza nini. Hata exactly, kama sikiza shit zangu huko.
Like, unafanya shit yako.
Una get. So this that is when.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, kujua hiyo actually.
Yeah, this kujua. That is when.
But mpaka kwa female podcasts.
Kwa
female podcast.
I mean, I'm talking about like or, generally about podcasts. Okay. About podcasts. Because a female podcast I wapata.
Come on,
because when you listen to, if it's a ladies podcast, I know.
Kuna kale tu kavu una feel.
Ah, kuna vibe nyingine like me I'm raw with my shit. Like I'll say like this once in a while. It's out of my friends wakaniambia I listen to Nitangwaje, E Murugi Munyi and Lydia KM. The things they're talking about, like how they like to be, you know. So we ukutu hapo, okay, hapana. Like anasema, ama anaongelea, unanget, ama wanaongelea, like how they, for example, they give head. So surely, unasikiza demo anakielezea venye anaweza pia na
hiyo.
Unaona una find
na filio nini? Talking about that. Unajua bado there is something else. Kuna ile content yenye watu wanataka but you are not comfortable talking about it. So there is a podcaster, a famous female podcaster anaitwa Alex Cooper. Anakuanga na podcast fulani inaitwa something daddy. Still call her daddy, something like that. So I don't listen to a podcast, but nilisikiza kipia na story yake anasema amefanya days mingi zenye haizi fanya in real life, but podcast yake sababu anajua content yenye watu wanataka inamfanya aongele ama afanye kitu yenye hako comfortable na. So I think that's the same with that sabu.
Yeah, it's some things you talk in the pod is not you don't talk because you're comfortable talking about it, because sometimes napata kuna conflict of interest. That particular thing is affecting you.
Yeah, that's true.
Ile design ikitu, bro.
Literally.
Najianika. You don't want to be a place where you feel like you're portraying your weaknesses more than your strengths.
That's true.
You get.
Mm-hmm.
So unapata tu, you do it for the audience.
Mm-hmm.
But I try as much because I'm like, at the end of the day, this is my podcast. This is my podcast.
It's yours.
It's my podcast. So I talk about what I'm comfortable talking about. And the same thing with my co-host. Like, because I'm involving her, she's part of the, like, it's 50-50. Even the proceeds sometimes that we have gotten from the podcast. So because sometimes kuna people who listen when I kwacheka kitu. Like we share half. Ate kama iko comfortable with a particular topic. Like, it's okay. I might be comfortable with talking about a certain topic, but she's not comfortable. So I'm like, okay. Even sometimes, I consult her what to talk about when she's not around.
Okay.
It's when nitaongea kitu, na pia na muaffect. Like, hey, but Aswani, why did you do that?
So that's nice.
I consult her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, there's that side. Yeah. Audience, unangalia audience. But what have you learned mostly, most from your podcast? Anyone is the same, or like, the podcast many teach.
Wow. Sasa unafanya nianza go back kuangalia. I see a lot of things, but one of the key things I give credit to my podcast is on public speaking.
It has
really helped me a lot on that. It has really built me, even giving stories, because for example, I'm in the radio space. That's I did nilifanya unasikia zitu tunafanyanga campus hivi tunakuja kufanya huko nje.
Lakini at least yetu yako ulikuwa umefanya hata ukiwa campus.
Sikusomea but
something.
But not as much. You won't expect like I'll be there.
Yeah, get you.
So unapata like with this I'm able to narrate stories more vizuri, like in a pleasing way, appealing way, such that sometimes you go kwa radio unasikia mtu anakuambia eh, that link was good. Credit to podcast, because it's something you've been doing again and again.
Mm.
And the more you do it, the more you become better. A guru in it. Mm. You know,
mm.
you're not where you were yesterday.
That's
when
true.
You do it. Mm. Even for you, you can compare your first episode
mm.
to this one.
Mm.
Let me tell you something, speaking about my first episode. I remember mm-hmm. like my first episode was quite random because it's, I always wanted to do a podcast. How this is how I got into podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to do something. I remember we in our, is it 1.2? Not Fanyanga Electronic Media. 1.2 na Miriam Nyango.
1.2 ama 2.1. But up.
2.2. COVID ilikamta mgani?
2020 tulikuwa second year.
Second year
tukimaliza. Yeah.
Second year ilikuwa 1.2 mm. because nakumbuka mm. I first heard about podcast kwa class.
Okay.
Tukifanya different types of audios.
Mm-hmm.
Na Miriam Nyango.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, this is cool because I knew I wanted to do content creation or mm-hmm. to be out here doing something aside that will build up to becoming the person I am or mm. the person I want to be.
Mm.
But si kuandaka YouTube.
Why?
Spendi yo nini ya camera ziyo yo.
Your camera shy?
I feel like...
How?
I don't look like I'm camera shy, yeah. But I am. Juu, iko ile design ya, YouTube comes with a lot. Like, izo... I'm also very I'm a self critic.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, people want something that is more attractive. And before getting everything, queen your place because that attractive in a itaji wana kabisa. So like then there's a day actually it's if I'm not wrong, Neo Daniel kwame ame post.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Kwanza ndo alianza kufanya podcast mbele yangu
yote. Yeah, alikuwa anafanya
kwa Gram. Ile,
yeah. Ile ilikuwa recorded audio ama unasema yenyewe alikuwa na record na msichana fulani.
Enye alikuwa anafanyanga peke yake anazipost kwa Gram. Okay. Sijui ilikuwa inaitwa waje. O'clock something.
Eh. Toko clock.
Mm. Yeah, toko clock.
Mm.
So akifanya hiyo time
hey, Odeni mefanya vitu mingi. Shout out.
I feel talk o'clock, I'm like, I want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But pia, sitaki kupost kwa gram yangu.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's out of my podcast,
mm.
I joined radio.
Mm-hmm.
Sikuwa nime joined radio before podcast.
Uli joined radio, I heard you some ukisema uli joined radio third year?
Third year, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, kuna sikuwa li postingi link flani.
Mm-hmm.
Imeandikwa podcast sneaker click
mm-hmm.
ikani prompt kanipeleka kwa Anchor nikisikiza before nitoke nayo my ads pop up
mm-hmm.
wako like will you want to start your podcast nika click hiyo nini ta ikani lead paka nika download the app ikanionyesha venye nita record na like after 30 minutes after listening to that particular episode it's when I recorded my first episode.
Oh, so you never posted the first one?
The first one you post, but okay. I don't like, hi guys, this is the Follow Swanny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I expect more of this year. And that was it. So niko like, now because nikasema, kwanza hapo ndo nilipatanga the idea nita drop, because it was on a Wednesday, nikasema, nita kwa drop Wednesdays.
Oh, get, okay.
So after that one,
mm-hmm.
already remember what to the next week you should expect a podcast. This mm. means that this is like
lazima sasa.
In relationship meingia kama mm. ujui.
That's true.
Ikafika sasa nikoleza what will I do different ndo ikae at least me upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I went to Dr. Google.
Mhm.
Nika Google so nikaangalia topics people talk about in podcast.
Mm.
Like everything. Kumbe ilikuwa naongelea about nini? Ilikuwa si stress ama time management. Something. Let me check
mm-hmm.
my second episode. Mm-hmm. So, I was actually reading hivi. Ni kama tunasoma news lakini unafanya kama unataka kuna rate. So,
walai.
Nilikuwa nasoma hivi ta 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 ta. This is what you can do. Like nili record like 15 times. Na feel hapana, nataka kufanya tu one clean record. Juu wakati sasa sijui vinyeza edit ama kufanya nini.
Mm.
Nile tu na record kwa Anchor Direct then inaenda.
Mm-hmm.
Then yetu iko.
Mm-hmm.
Before uanze kujua
mambo ya edit na nini.
So nikarudi like 15 times. Ndio mtu akanikomentia moja venye sana nilishare tu kwa status. Akaniambia,
mm.
But this one nilisikiza hiyo ingine. Jusa venye nilisikiza wakasikiza wengine, akaniambia you've improved on the second episode, but the first episode sounds more authentic.
Mhm. Mhm.
Kamuliza wakaniambia the second one ina sound kama umesoma.
Scripted.
Scripted.
Mm.
Kabla yani nilisoma. So niko na so people are sifai kusoma hizi vitu.
Mm.
It's a conversation I'm supposed to have.
Yeah.
So ndo nikaanza kudevelop na angalia topics. So what I began doing, I started going to YouTube. You see what radio does, the links when I recording is a kiss,
minor and kidogo, yeah. Hizo.
Nikaanza kuiba content from them. Like whatever they talk on radio,
mm-hmm.
it first began as a radio thing. I used to listen to radio so that I can get content for my podcast.
Oh, all right.
Because si kwa radio story about na ma mpasho, because most of these stations hapa, like they don't do their research. Unapata nizo tu content zimetolewa mpasho.
Oh, nachukua tu.
So yeah, this juicy stories, I'll want to do them in, to put them in my episode.
Mm.
So nasikiza wakini waliongelelea, nakuja na
unaongea kwa nini?
So with time ndo nikaanza ku learn what I'm supposed to do in nikajipata such that right now I'll just take a topic something that has happened and we have a conversation, because a podcast is more of a conversation.
Yeah.
You know, more of a raw conversation, because you can have the same conversation on radio, but kwa nini unapata kidogo
iko restricted ama time bound.
Yeah, time bound. So unapata. Yeah, with time nikaelewa na that's why niko hapa sasa.
Okay, kuna kitu bado ulisongelea ni kupost. Unajua hiyo ni kitu kwanza I think ilikuwa ngumu kwangu bado. Kuna ile because kama venye tu umesema umeingia commitment. Ukishatoa ya kwanza watu wana expect, hata kama si watu wengi ama ni watu wengi, wana expect utatoa. And kuna ile tu yani kutumia wasee wengi. Una ile kutumia wase wenge tunawatumia kila ni unawatumia at listen to my very recent podcast. Unaona? Unaanza kuona nikawa hata watu wa reply. Nika unaona anga zile text unaangalianga hivi unasema sasa huyu mbona ameni text. Unaona? Ili feel there is a way nilikuwa na feel. Hey. That's why niliacha. Na I learned from you. Nilisikiza I think podcast yako. Ama sijui nilisikiza wapi. Ukasema ulifika pahali ukafeel podcast yako ishajulikana design yenyewe, si lazima nitumie kila mtu
link.
If you find it nitajua wewe ni listener wangu.
Yeah,
if you don't it's okay.
That's another thing nilipozi unko like unatumia watu link unachukua nini? Kwanza nilikuwa nimeka broadcast list, unaweka contacts zote.
Yeah, bro,
unaangalia contacts yako, you have like almost more than 1,000 contacts. Unatumia kama wote. Alafu naangalia watu wamesikiza.
Na groups.
Hapana. So kuna hiyo. So nikasema sitakuwa natumia watu. Kama utasikiza, wewe ni mtu wa podcast, it's something, because it's still a growing thing in the 254. We are not yet there. Ukapata, nikasema, nitachana mambo za links. So ile time nachana na mambo za links, unapata msi, anakuambia, Apollos, mbona sikuzi nitumia ngi links. Izo links, hata nisiposikiza saizi, napatanga nisikiza zote. Ananiambia unapata mini hard, for example ye kwenda, unajua ukiwa na link you can go direct to Spotify and listen even without having the app.
That's true.
Una get? Ananiambia ananiambia ni hard ye kudownload hiyo app aende askize, so anategemeanga links.
So
hiyo ni kitu kingine na contradict. Unapata if right now until date na kutumianga link, na juu nasikizanga podcast yangu.
Oh, okay.
Na ni from people nye, nime chat wa mwini niulize yu kitu. So na kuwa nime master. Hata kukontaktu yangu najua ni pass. Drop. Najua not necessarily. Unaweza kusa kusikiza saizo. But there's a day is coming when you listen, because you rely on that.
Okay.
Alafu napata, for example, watu ingini unapata walikuanga wadaro. Wananiambia, Apollo sikizu ni wangoshi episode zini. Unapata sasa juu najua. Sasa ni watu kwa group moja. Acha ni drop kwa Daro. Lasa kitu moja ina ku disadvantage na groups ni after you drop your link, other conversations will come.
Yeah.
So itapotelea, nobody will go check ati kuna nini. Mtu anaangalianga hiyo conversation imekuwa hapo the latest. Hata ukienda Twitter, utaenda kuangalia, unajipatanga hard kuenda ku venture into. Nataka hiyo kitu inaendelea sasa, inaendelea sasa. What is trending? Unaanzanga hizo links na trend. Mbona hii jina ina trend? Na get. So that's another disadvantage. So unapata nikiangusha kwa group. Kama unasijua nasikizanga na ku drop ya kwa inbox. Okay. So hivyo nimekuwa ni hivyo. Last thing, something else that I've noted it's working for me is dropping the links kwa IG stories zangu. IG stories.
Actually, acha tu nikuni kidogo. If there's something really note ni if ku create some videos, una create segments tu kwa show yako, kitu tumeongelea na mse, niliona after that, ime improve. kuna venye wase wako like eh hey, but then ni mlikuwa mnaongelea hapo mkacheka hivi acha niye nisikize.
Yeah, there's that. So niki upload content yangu na eka kwa stories. Junapatanga, anayo jini kitu ingine. Unaweza pata uko na viewership ya stories imepita even 500. But hata ukiangalia mtu ame like content yako, unapata ni less like hata unapata zingine ufikishe 100 likes.
That's true.
But watu wame view stories ni wengi because people wana watch sana.
Yeah.
Na kiyo kwenye stories haone ni kitu inaweza muintrigued asitake kujua ni nini. Ana click tu hapo direct na anajipata home and dry. Na napata sezi most of my listeners ni watu sijui. Like unapatanga tu random, unapatanga hata IG text and be very enjoy your episodes.
Okay.
The last mtu like kuna kama kuna episode nilifanyanga sijui mtu juzi amekuja ku comment about episode nilifanya sijui episode 38. Then niko like nataka tuanze conversation. Like unajua ndio ameanza kusikiza podcast yangu. Sasa me feel hey you kitu ni entertain sana. Nataka tu have a conversation lakini usha
talk on.
And it's something else that like creators are normally told that you drop an episode today, your audience don't care mbona zile vitu napitianga kurekod another episode. Au nataka kuja kikuja wanatapata content.
Yeah,
hata wakienda watoroke, what take an ear without listening to you. Ile siku wanataka kurudi back, they expect to get something.
That's true. It goes back to consistency.
Yeah, they expect to get something. So hata ukifeel kuna vitu zako nini, we to just record because kuna siku tu itakuja. You know the good thing with now content creation. Mtu atakuja tu kuland kwa hii content yako. A day is coming. Yeah.
Okay. Bado unajua ulisema upendi YouTube na nini but I think bado kwa kupush podcast hii ni kitu hata nimeulizwa na mostly my sister. Ameniuliza sana. Mbona utaiku mbona uanze stories za video na nini?
Za video.
Because unaona kama sahi kama unaona for the songs. Mtu ana push song anataka iende TikTok.
Yeah.
Wananza challenge. Like kuna ingoma nilikuwa nasikia story ya Boutros. Angela.
That's a big song.
Angela ili hit because of TikTok. Ikona like more than 1 billion streams TikTok.
Yeah.
Watu tu wanasikiza wanafanya challenge nini. But so I think the same applies to podcast.
Yeah.
Like the small videos unaweka tu maybe with a conversation tu mlikuwa mna have na mse ama wewe peke yako bado. Kuna venye ina intrigue mse kwenda kusikiza podcast yako.
Yeah, and generally also people do like video podcast.
Actually more, Spotify wameleta hiyo stuff.
Yeah, wameleta hiyo. But now unajipata it's hard mtu ende Spotify
ku watch video.
Amezoea YouTube ndo anataka ku watch video. Actually watu wengi wanajua more about YouTube than Spotify in the 254. Like get. So unapata people who like do video podcast, they're in a better position of gaining new audience. It's a good thing. Actually, it's something we are thinking about, me and Paulette. Like, we are working towards that very much to jipate. By the time we are planning in the course of this year to go visuals as well. Jipata visuals ikona watu wengi na piko na benefits zake. Like, if compare how Spotify can pay or Anchor, YouTube is way better.
Yeah,
YouTube is way better.
Because you are also looking at the money.
Yeah. So, because ile za watu napenda visuals. Ni mimi ndo niko na mimi ndio shida, si watu ndio shida. Mimi ndio sitaki kwenda visuals. Una get? Yeah.
But ni aje Apollo tunasema
hivyo tu.
Like hata naangalianga kila wakati utaona unajiita Gas Master.
Wa. That's why niko kwa radio. Ujiulize mbona spendi TV.
Okay. Radio.
The blind media. Yeah.
Unataka tu voice yako tu
isikike. Ah, excuse voice, wait to vibe the voice because actually kitambo like how it used to be you never knew the image behind the voice. Ulikuwa singa but then napenda hii sauti ujuange ni nani. There's a Kikuyu lady netangwa nani anaombanga sana kwa hizi radio, anapendwa na watu sana.
Amuratha.
Yeah, yo, before people got to know her, people used to, unataka kusikia tu yake. Like huyo okay ni nani?
Venye anaka
juu na feeling radio ni kama in a way it's a kind of a god sound. Una get? Like you're communicating to God but auji venye anaka unataka kujua wewe unajua umesikia mambo yako na mikujibu. Una get? Hivyo ndio nakuanga na radio and I feel like I'm safe. Nikiwa hapo nataka tu kuwa hapo niko fiti.
Imenirudisha kwa conversation nilisikia ya unajua Billy the Goat
huwa
Twitter. Alikuwa anasema sasa venye Twitter ilianza, obviously watu waji venye nakaa.
Uh-huh.
So watu tu walikuwa naona mtu ana tweet maybe ka anarusha pick up line kwa msichana.
Mm-hmm.
Naona eh huyu kijana kwani anakaa. So the first time watu waliona image yake,
is that so unapata utaki eh unataka tu nini ni vinyo skuzi pia. I'm saying with the, with people the audience now appreciating visuals more. Unapata ta now even radio stations are starting to go audiovisual because these are the market trends you have to go with to move with market, them. You can't stay on the old way of marketing your things because it won't work for you. Because if other people are doing this, why not? It won't hurt. That's why people are now going visual and all that. And that's when apata ata squeezy kuna hiki to your following.
Mm-hmm.
With your, if you have a huge following, it's easier getting on radio. See, yeah, kitu ingine ni hiyo. Nijue hiyo kitu ya people are appreciating more what they see.
Mm-hmm.
You know na? So like akama huyu mtu kwa hivi, hata unafuata content yake sana, unapata hata una subscribe a lot to what he says ama she says. Unaona sio unapata bado unamfollow akiwa kwa radio because you want to be up to par with whatever is happening because you're connected with them. Ile sijui nielezeaje. Nitasema kama audience ya watu wengine unashangaa content yao. Ukiangalia saa zingine wewe unaweza kosa ku resonate na wewe as a young person where you are, where from your status quo and everything. Tuangalie watu kama wanani Kabi wa Jesus. Na vinyo nakuwa na follow video ina droppingi. Kabi wa Jesus na kina Diana. Lakini hao watu wanataka ku ni juu hao mama huko sokoni wanawafuata, wanawafeel vizuri. That's why unapata una drop wanaenda live saa hizi unapata hiyo tu umefikisha hata 100k na ni siku tu moja hours tu amepata.
Actually kila mtu anakonga tu na following yake tu, yani if you get your target audience ujue target audience yako, that's the word,
that's another thing.
Like ukijua target audience yako utakuwa mpaka ati unajaribu kuimpress each and everybody which cannot happen. Kuna wase tu watakuwa tu your content is
good. That's why unashanganga unaangalia, like for example if you compare what they do, sema uchukue msanii mgani who is doing I'm trying to look, tuchukue Brandy Minor. Kuna Brandy Minor. Najua aziko connected hata kidogo na mtu ndao compare na yeye. But tu sikiza tu tulia.
Sawa.
Chukua Brandy Minor. So na venye muziki yake una vibe dako, like muziki yake iko fiti sana. Chukua Kasolo. Ah, it is that coming.
Okay, sawa. Kasolo.
Sorry. Chukua watu wawili. Wote kila mtu ame identify niche yake. Na niche ya Kasolo ina msupport sana. Una get?
Yeah.
Na following yake ndio mimi this
kubwa.
Who boys anafanya anafanya mambo zake na inajipa at the end of the day. So hiyo ndio kitu kingine na kwa.
Na hata age unaona kama watu wale tunasikiza unaona actually kuna pahali ulisema ati podcast yako inasikizwa na watu 20s au ndo watu wengi wanakusikiza. Unaona mimi huenda acha tu niseme sistangu tena. Mimi huenda namwambia mtu aniambie huo ni nani? Na ni mtu una expect anafaa kujua.
Anafaa kujua. You think kama sisi you only think that the world revolves around you peke yako.
Yes.
That's the thing. Unaget?
Yes.
I love to ya ku identify target audience also really helped me with sharing my content. Kitambo mimi nilikuwa chukua contact zote na
unatuma
mama sijui mama nani ya contact yangu namtumia. Fair enough. Niko na mama nasikizenga podcast anambia I listen to a podcast because of your voice. Niko na mama church where fellowship. They tell me na kusikizanga najua ulisema so niko like ulisikiza na
tena unaenda pale ati nimwabudu na
laure kusikiza anambia nilisikiza hii juzi kwanza kujanga anambia Apollos nilikusikiza
mama na mubaba
mama nakwambia nakusikiza so like guy. So when I identified my target audience nikajua hao ndo watu unapata hadi nikifanya content yangu na mali na advertiser ama mtu anataka kusa zingine na pushia link yote nilikuwa na push link na pushia mtu ako kwa hiyo age
age group
sitenda kwa mtu ako 30 years ama 25 because clearly utako akisikiza atasikia unaongea utoto.
Yeah, that's true
atasikia like ataona tu unaongea utoto ukweli
ni kama wewe ujui life unaongea tu out of whatever you've experienced.
It's easier for a young person to listen to an older person than an older person listen to a younger person.
That's true.
Yeah. So you know, patani, another issue. Like people, yes, you drop content, but you don't know your target audience. And they take for granted. Knowing your target audience like helps you a lot.
A lot. True. I agree.
Let's go back to the conversation of radio.